You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and I'm here with Todd Zielecki, who covers the Phillies for MLB.com. And Todd, Phillies are obviously looking a little bit further ahead than 2016 in terms of when they're going to be ready to contend again, but there is still a season to be played. And I just want to look at the rotation a little bit. They acquired some great talent in some of the trades that they made recently. But who do you see fitting into the rotation just in general? I realize that we have a while till spring training, but just sort of 1 through 5, who's got the best shot to make that rotation?
Well, they got two guys in trades. They got Jeremy Hellickson from the Diamondbacks, and they got Charlie Morton from the Pirates. And those two guys, because they're veterans in the last years of the deal, they're locked. I mean, assuming everybody is healthy, Hellickson and Morton are locked. They got those two guys because they wanted some sort of guarantee, durability, I guess you can say, a veteran presence in there. So those two guys are – I'm not saying that either of those guys are going to start on opening day, but those two guys absolutely figure to be in their plans in terms of their opening day rotation. Now, you look at the rest of the group that they have to choose from, and it's a lot of young pitchers, a lot of inexperienced pitchers. But Aaron Nola, who made his debut last summer, number one pick in 2014, he's a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite. I'd be stunned if he did not make the rotation coming out of spring training. Jared Eichhoff, one of the pitchers they got in the Cole Hamels trade with the Rangers, he pitched very, very well for the Phillies upon his promotion, and the Phillies coaching staff loves the guy, and a lot of the players love playing behind him because he works fast, he's aggressive, he's kind of got a bulldog mentality. I would say he's a strong favorite to make the rotation. So that's four guys right there: Hellickson, Morton, Nola, and Eichhoff. And the fifth guy, I've got to think one of those guys that got in the Ken Giles trade is going to have a line on that job. Now, I think they would love it to be Vincent Velasquez. They would love him to kind of go out there, dominate in spring training, and win a job. And if it's not him, Brett Oberholzer, I think, could have that job. He's got an ERA of under 4 in his time with the Astros. Matt Klentak mentioned that the other day, so he thinks he's got potential. And the other thing to remember there is Oberholzer is out of options. So they didn't trade the guy to possibly lose him at the end of spring training. So one way or the other, I think Oberholzer is going to make this team. If it's not in the rotation because maybe Velasquez earned the spot, then I think he'll probably be maybe like a long man in the bullpen. But those would be my top six choices with, like I said, Velasquez and Oberholzer going kind of like one of those two guys maybe winning a job.
Yeah, Oberholzer is definitely the one that nobody was talking about in that trade. And I was talking to Mark Bowman about this at the Braves, that the Braves signed Bud Norris. And it's that same situation where you need a veteran guy when you're a rebuilding team and you're not quite there yet. You need people to eat up innings, and that's where these veteran arms come in. And so Oberholzer, who is not done really anything spectacular in his career, but he does have some major league experience and certainly can come and absorb 100 or so innings in a season, and that's so important.
Absolutely. You know, Andy McPhail actually gave me a great stat, and I got to go look it up. I assume it's true because you wouldn't just throw it out there if it wasn't. But he said they had 106 starts last season from pitchers that are no longer with the organization. And in those 106 starts from pitchers no longer in the organization from last season, the ERA in those starts was over 6. So
wow.
If Oberholzer or Velasquez or whomever these new starters are come in and can just keep the game close, make it competitive, they certainly should improve on their record from last year. But going back to Oberholzer, that's exactly what they're hoping for. They're not expecting him to necessarily go out if he makes the rotation to make 30 starts, throw 200 innings, but certainly give them a heck of a lot more than they got from a lot of their pitchers last season. And that is going to be key. And that's a big reason why they got him, because they, at the very least, they wanted somebody that could step in. Say Velasquez wasn't ready. Say, Appel probably will start the season in AAA. I think they just wanted to know that at the very least they're going to get one arm to kind of plug into that rotation, a little bit more of a veteran presence to kind of make things better for the players behind them on the field.
Great stuff, Todd. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. We'll catch up with you in January.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.